It's Marketplace Tech for March 17th. I'm Ben Johnson. The trial involving people accused this week of stealing information connected to some 500 million Yahoo accounts hasn't started yet, but there's lots to talk about. Of the four people indicted by the U.S. Justice Department, two allegedly worked for the FSB, or Russian Security Service. Two others were supposedly in it for the money. Call it hacking for hire or economic espionage, maybe both. Russia has denied government involvement, by the way. Here to talk a little bit more about these four men, how and why they allegedly hacked Yahoo's email service, is our friend Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, is it fair to say that these hackers became like Yahoo email administrators?
Yeah, to a degree. The way your web browser talks to these webmail sites like Yahoo and Gmail, you get a cookie that kind of represents your authorization to access your mailbox. And what these guys were able to do was to figure out how those cookies were minted so they could make any cookie they wanted and represent any user to get into their mailboxes.
And cookies, again, are not something we eat in this case.
Yeah, I think of it like that access token you might have if your office has those, the proximity cards that you tap to the sensor to open the door, right? Everybody's got a unique badge. And in essence, that's the way a cookie works in your web browser for many of these applications.
Say I'm a Yahoo user, but my Yahoo Mail account is one I use for spam. Why should I care about this?
You probably shouldn't. I mean, it's a bad look for Yahoo, right? But I don't have a Yahoo account, but I have a Gmail account, but I would use it the same way you're describing, right? I mean, I use it pretty much just for signing up for things so that I don't get them in my main mailbox. I think the truth is we just need to not put sensitive stuff in email. And if you're putting sensitive things in email, you need to stop.
It does seem like a unique and interesting case here, Chester, where there were some people who were doing kind of large-scale hacking and then some people who were doing very sort of targeted government hacking.
Well, I think that it's sort of interesting that, there's a bit of a cover almost with the monetary hacking, right? When the story broke, we heard about tens of millions of Yahoo accounts being breached. And that's not a normal thing you would associate with, say, spying or international espionage. And it was kind of interesting when that came out that kind of both were going on at the same time. And I think we're going to see more and more of this. When the Sony PlayStation Network was taken down a few years back, it was a very similar thing where people broke in to steal something. And at the same time, there was a mass scale attack going on that made it very difficult to investigate.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is Sam Thielman of The Guardian. Sam, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? Are you ready?
Ben, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Less than $40,000.
I don't know. You got me right out of the gate.
It's too small of a number for you. You only deal with the big stuff.
I do. I
understand.
Yeah, I need the millions.
I understand. Yeah. Well, this is the presumed price tag of Volvo's planned all-electric car.
It's still kind of expensive when you compare it to, to traditional fossil fuel. I hate to say that.
As I understand it, I don't want to blow up your spot, but you're a new parent, so I feel like this is really aimed at you, all-electric Volvo.
Exactly. Public transit all the way.
All right, what do you got for me?
So $3.75 million.
The amount of money that some live streaming gamer on Twitch makes in a month playing Defense of the Ancients 2.
$3.75 million is the number that Standard Innovation, a maker of, I'm sorry about this, connected vibrators, has ordered to pay.
The story was crazy.
Has been ordered to pay, but has agreed to pay in order to settle a lawsuit that at first merely asserted that Standard Innovation was collecting vibrator users' personal information, which is out there. Consent, and then later was revealed also to have not properly secured its vibrators so that they could be hijacked.
No, this story was super interesting because they were sort of like supposedly anonymizing the data.
One thing I think this points to, too, is just that there's no such thing as anonymized data. times. When they released in 2007, when AOL put out a bunch of browser histories that were totally not connected to anybody, you could go through the individual user histories and after about 10 minutes be like, oh, yeah, that's Pete. He lives on my block and he's into some weird stuff.
A reminder that maybe you don't have to connect everything to the internet. I feel like that's my mantra these days. All right. One parental control app.
Is that to do with the teddy bear recall?
So you're close. You're close, but no cigar. It's a tool for Google's Android operating system, and it also lets parents do things like monitor the kid's location, control apps that the kid has on the phone, and even apparently limit screen time.
I remember being a kid, and just the main challenge as an adolescent was to find ways around whatever, like, net nanny or web blocker was installed by your parents or your school.
It's so true.
We should thank Google for creating the next generation of white hat hackers.
Sam Thielman of The Guardian, thanks for playing Tally with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And a couple more numbers for you. The Patriot missile costs about $3 million. Your average drone costs $1,500 or much less, which may be why there are a growing number of reports that terrorist groups are using drones to deploy weapons in conflict. Well, this week, a U.S. general, General David Perkins, told people at a military symposium that a U.S. ally used a $3 million Patriot missile to take out a consumer-level drone recently. It seems like there should be a better way, or at least a cheaper way. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.